Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. Checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B. Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. R.C. and Amber. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. You checking for hip hop or checking for R&B? Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. R.C. and Amber always keep the fellas tuned. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people, intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop on what's current in the news. Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set the boys L1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loot, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, dog, the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Welcome back. Yo, we have some technical difficulties, man. Blog Talk. Wow. Yeah, you got to have a diesel laptop or something. They servers are kind of craptacular, but I guess if you can, you get a little bit better service. Yeah, it's craptacular, man. But yeah, we had technical difficulty, but we back. Another Wednesday, Naja Hill Wednesday. Man, Red. Man, life is funny. Life is funny, man. But I'll say that for later. I'll say that one for later. That's a little private. Well, it's a personal matter that I'm just willing to share with people. Man, a lot of craziness that happened in the news. Russia didn't attack Syria. They didn't drop the bombs on them, literally. LL Cool J's son got in trouble. Wow, just craziness. Oh, and of course, in Chicago, people still acting stupid out here with the guns and whatnot, shooting up each other, man. I don't understand these cats out here, man. Jail is not a fun place to be. It's not a fun place to be.
Is the weather nice?
Nor
is the weather nice? Is that why they're doing that again?
Oh, man, it's like 63 degrees out here, man. The weather has been awful.
I
wouldn't
even
say it's awful. But it's not
it
good. It's about to be a horrible
Thanksgiving
winter. Mm-hmm. Man, look. But today they had a clown and still 11-month-year-old and a grandmother were killed yesterday over stupid nigga moments. Still don't really know what the problem was, but it's a sad event, man. You know, I don't understand why black folks, man, take their life so short, man. You know, especially these young cats, man. I get it that you ain't got nothing to do, but that ain't nothing to do, you know, spend your time doing, you know.
That's because
but they don't get
thinking.
It, man.
They're just doing it. It's
unfortunate though, because it's like every summer, you know, since it stopped getting hot, like I say, about 2 weeks, it's been like 50 killings out here. And for what?
Mm-mm.
For what?
Damn.
Yeah, it's been kind of rough, man, out here. I mean, they taking that Chirac moniker pretty bad, man. They taking that, like, to the extreme. So today on the show, we have an incredible MC coming on. I know a lot of he's an old school MC, but he was a very influential MC when he came out. He was a conscious MC, so he was a little bit like really super severe on the X-Clan type stuff, man. This cat, he's deep, and it's kind of beneficial to the show too because, you know, some of the stuff he represents, you know, and the things that he speaks on, it's kind of like a segue for the show and everything. But yeah, we're going to have Paris on the show, and we're going to talk to him about state of, you know, hip-hop, state of confusion, the black mind. That's a lot of stuff that we're going to be talking about. I'm going to talk about the craziness that happens on Facebook. And I don't know if you've seen it.
I've seen, I got an idea what you're talking about, but I don't know detail, but I've seen some. I'm going to let you say.
That Victoria Beerson, the chick that has the GoFundMe page, have you seen that?
Mm-hmm. I've seen them GoFundMe pages, but
Yeah, it's a chick out here, 26-year-old mom of four.
Lying.
26,
she lying.
Got four kids.
Mm-hmm.
She put up a GoFundMe page. You know why she put up the GoFundMe page?
Why?
Any idea? She needs a sponsor.
She needs for them four kids. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah. Now, this is verbatim. Victoria Beerson, Bison, whatever. FYI. Verbatim.
That's not what it's for.
Let me finish. FYI. For all the niggas in my inbox, texting my phone, and commenting on my pics, I'm a 26-year-old with four kids. I'm in school but no longer work because of a fucked up situation. If you are pursuing me, come strong and correct because you are just one of many asking for the same thing. I'm looking for stability. I have bills, and I'm not on Section 8. If you are not willing to keep her hair done, her nails done, and her feet done, and those bills paid, and that
don't
pussy happy. This is verbatim. Do not come for me. I do not have time for these 2000. Wait, let me finish. I do not have time for these 2015 niggas thinking everything is 50-50. My time, pussy, and cooking is where the 50-50 come in. I did not pursue you, so don't expect anything from me. You disagree with anything that I've said, stay the fuck out of my inbox. Thank you and have a good day. Victoria Beerson, Pearson, you get an applause. You get an applause. Because you had a stupid nigga moment.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm not going to shit on her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not. But if you see the picture of her, Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A, Beerson, B-Y-E-R-S-O-N. She might have blocked her page off because Muggs is like straight ramshacking on there. For real.
I see personal blog. Oh.
You see the truck.
Why is she holding this stuff? Wait a minute.
She got the little green on with the gold earrings and the wig or the twisty, the knots or whatever. I don't know what the hell. What do you call it, Red?
They look like pin curls or something.
She in the kitchen. She got a little microwave behind her, white microwave.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to that GoFundMe page. Right, the last amount she made was $60. $60. So somebody actually contributed to her cause. She had $35, but somebody added some more, so now she gets $60. Her goal is $5,000. That's her goal. Now, like I said, I don't understand. I don't understand the fuckery in that. I don't understand. Because, well, maybe I'm wrong. Am I wrong for looking at her like she's stupid? Am I wrong?
No, because she is stupid. And then I'll find a video.
What the video talking about? She
26-year-old, she wearing a hair hat.
Wow. Yeah, she's 4 people have donated in the last 3 days $60. Now I'm curious as to the guys that have Well, 3 of them are anonymous, so she had 4 donations. One gave her $25. Now she changed the page around because originally, the GoFundMe page said, "Where is it at? Hold on, okay. Hey everybody, many of you may know who I am already. I'm the 26th mother for getting bashed for what I am looking for in a man. I see I'm getting a lot of support all the way from Nigeria." Now, what'd that tell you? Nigeria scams. Come on, man.
I just want to be a woman.
Right. Many of you can say you support me financially, so here's your chance. As stated before, I'm not selling my pussy. She keeps saying this. She's not selling her pussy. I deserve a man that could treat me the way I'm supposed to be treated. Really now. If you like what you see, would you like to get to know me, donate, and we can move forward from there. But you ain't selling your pussy, though.
No, she talking about something else. Talking about that GoFundMe was for her little cousin who is sick.
She changed it. It went from that to see what happened. They lit her spot up really bad. I mean, Cass was going in. They lit her spot up for real, They lit her spot up. And well, like I say, she looked like she could take a hit, but I don't know.
Or two.
I don't know.
She's been doing a little...
That's craziness, though, but I would really love to be a fly on the wall for the thought process that took for her to get up in there and just... But then, I guess nothing surprises me on Facebook, man. Really, it doesn't. I mean, nothing surprised me. Instagram, Facebook, social media is the new tabloid, for real, because you see all type of nonsense on there. For real.
And,
so, you see the most wanted chat?
Yes, yeah. Incompetent.
What you think?
I don't know. It was cool. It was already told its story and everything to give you a little bit of insight as far as, you know, their backgrounds and what they went through. I just didn't like the police. Stuff like that pisses me off, but I guess it happened. And they kind of made Eazy-E look a little like they, I don't know, he kind of looked bad.
You know, and I think they didn't really touch on a lot. But, I mean, you got to look at it for what it is, too. Tamika Wright had a part in it, so they really didn't bash him as much. That's Easy's wife. And then Q, I think he had the most to gain. You know, I guess he put the most in the pot. And then Dre. So, because if you look at it, I mean, they really didn't talk about a lot their stars, because they ain't talk about J.J. Fad. They ain't talk about Arabian Prince. They ain't talk about that album that came before. They had, it was actually... N.W.A. and the Posse, because Tone Loc used to be with them, Arabian Prince used to be with them. It was a whole lot of Sir Jinx. All of them was under one banner. Then they funneled the money from J.J. Fad's album into their album, along with Easy's dope money. And you know, as a matter of fact, N.W.A. and the Posse had the first original cut, Dope Man, Dope Man, Dope Man. It was a different version. It was same. But it had extended verses. You know, Cube wrote the majority of the shit anyway. But, yeah, man, they had extended verses and stuff. But, yeah, they really didn't touch on a lot in the movie. You know, they pretty much focused on the beginning. They X'd out a lot of shit. You know, they didn't touch on Dr. Dre and the World Class Record Crew. Everybody, well, you remember that before you turn out the lights when they was, you know, doing their whole... I'm Prince with the ruffled collars and the, you know, the Doc had his Dr. Dre had his little shiny doctor suit on and everything, man, and Yellow was part of it. So they didn't touch on the world class record crew. They ain't talk about that. Michelle A was part of that crew too, originally. They didn't touch on Michelle A, really. I mean, they didn't really talk about how she went from Dre to what's his name? Crap. Sure. They didn't talk about that too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's
up. And both of them was beating her.
Well, yeah, both of them was whooping her ass bad, man. They was whooping her ass. D, you on the air, man? I see you in the call on switchboards. You got something you need to say, bro?
Stalking the creeper. Creeping in the background.
Right, he in the background.
The head
shadow.
Creeper is in the building. What's happening?
Right, breathing in the background.
Shadow.
Right.
The shadow knows.
Sir,
nothing.
Wow.
My people, what's happening?
How you doing?
In slow motion, man. Another day, another dollar, man. On the air. We out here doing it. We waiting on Paris to come bless us. What time you think
he's
gonna arrive, man?
He should be calling in about 4 or 5 minutes, so.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. Yeah, we was over here talking about Victoria Bearson and her GoFundMe page. And then I had some stuff. I was actually leading into this Straight Outta Compton movie. And, you know, everybody has their theory about how Easy contracted AIDS. And who remembers Kid Frost? Y'all remember Kid Frost?
Yeah,
he had a theory of how Easy contracted HIV.
Yeah, I remember reading about that.
His theory was that he got it through acupuncture. They tainted acupuncture needles, and that's how he contracted AIDS. And that's a possible theory. That's a possible theory. I mean, it could happen. I had actually mentioned it. Somebody was talking about it on their page on Facebook, and they was like, get the hell up out of here. And half and half is like, yeah, get the hell up out of here. And then the other half is, it's a possibility. I don't see why people act like stuff like that can't happen with the, you know, with the mentality of people and the sickness of people. I mean, you know, about 3 weeks ago, there was a guy that sat up and basically killed his girlfriend by punching her in the pussy. And literally
punched
her.
Wait. He killed his girl by punching her in the crotch.
Yeah, no, he punched in her. He fisted her. Straight Mortal Kombat. I'm surprised y'all didn't see this because it was all over. The dude punched her in her shit, reached in there, and disemboweled her. A straight Mortal Kombat fatality. Yeah, this, y'all didn't see that? That was on every Facebook page, man.
So I think a lot of women need to be careful now with when they do want to put his hands down there. They might want to be a little bit careful with that.
They might just be a little bit careful about who they bed, man, and watch out for these crazy people, man. But that's what I'm saying. You know, when I put it out there, and you know, when they said it might have been acupuncture needles and everything, you know, people were like, nah. Yeah. Because even though it was like in the 80s, the world was just as crazy then, if not more dangerous than it is now. You know, it's a plausible theory. It could have happened. I don't put none past Suge. There's a lot of things that people don't talk about that they know went on at death row that they don't talk about, you know.
But in that situation, even with that and a whole lot of other things you hear about different conspiracy situations, that's how the conspiracy becomes a conspiracy, and that's how they're able to get away with it, because when the whole thought process is thought out, when people are thinking about how they're going to commit something, they think about, because it's people, you know, as human beings, we're the ones that help perpetuate everything, because what happens is people know that in all actuality, everybody's going to, when they hear the truth, they know that people are going to be like, oh, no, that's not true. That's just stupid. That ain't real. That ain't true. So they're able to commit some of the stupidest acts possible, but they're able to get away with it because they know that people are not going to believe it.
That's the thing I was saying.
I mean, it is believable because people were going around putting infected needles on gas handle pumps, so that way when you go to pump your gas, you get poked in your damn hand.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember they were putting infected needles in playgrounds. I remember that. They were putting infected needles in movie theaters. But it's a plausible theory. It could happen. It could have happened. My theory of what happened, if you saw the movie, there was a scene where Easy went to talk to Suge about the contract for Dre. Remember that scene?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, that being said, it was a setup. Dre wasn't there. Suge and his goons beat him down, okay? They beat his ass, knocked him down. They whooped him. Nobody saw how Easy got out of there. Nobody knows how Easy got out of there, right? They could have beat the man unconscious, right? If it was already a setup, who's to say that Suge didn't already have a contaminated needle, injected him or stuck him right there, and he ain't going to really tell because he already bruised up. You see what I'm saying? They tenderized him and then stuck him. Nobody knows how he got home. Yeah, you know, it's just blended in with another bruise.
The entertainment industry is crazy as hell, man. I'm gonna tell you right now because, you know, they talk about thugs being on the streets and hoodlums being on the streets, but it's hoodlums and thugs in Hollywood too, and for those type of things to happen. In situations that you wouldn't even expect it to happen, man. I think it's just so absurd and it's just so crazy to think about. But
you know what, though? In this day and age, anything that occurs should not shock anybody, whether it be shit like that or anything that's in as far as cyber, you know what I'm saying, going back to that lady, you know what I'm saying, trying to sell her ass. As long as there's a dollar and some free ass, they're going to buy it. You know what I'm saying? So from that aspect to people, the whole thing, the question needs to be is what was the point of infecting him in the first place and killing him off? What, you know what I'm saying? Somebody was jealous. Somebody didn't want him to get to.
Was it something that he knew or some information he had that nobody wanted him to leak? Yeah, I mean, because you got to think, if that was the case, then he must have had something or had some information that somebody didn't want him to tell people or didn't want him to leak out. So they decided to, you know.
Take him out.
Exactly. And then they didn't just take him out quickly. They did it slowly.
Almost like they were trying to
send a message or something.
Uh-huh. We got Paris on the line. We're discussing about Kid Frost recently came out with his theory on how Eric Wright was assassinated with hypodermic needles, or not hypodermic needles, but acupuncture needles and everything. We got Paris on the line.
What's that?
Straight off the West Coast.
Brother Paris, how you doing?
Right. It's all good. What's going on? How y'all doing?
Not too
we're
much, brother.
Right,
this is
D-Slate,
man. I wanna thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Oh, right on for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
What's your theory on? I mean, you were around during that time when Eric was still alive.
You know what? I just joined y'all. What exactly are you talking about?
We were just discussing the theory behind how Eric contracted AIDS and how how Kid Frost recently came out with his theory as to how he contracted it through acupuncture needles, and Suge Knight was the reason behind it. Well, as he said, allegedly the devil, the red devil.
That's my first time hearing.
He actually mentioned it Monday, and it was all over Facebook and all over, you know, the regular media outlets and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know Easy even knew Suge back then. I don't know. I have no idea. You got to realize, man, I'm in the Bay Area. I'm not in L.A. And so I'm at arm's length from these cats anyway. And at that particular time, I wasn't really plugged in with anybody. I still really am not in contact with that many people from L.A. outside of the Eastsiders and Cam and a few other folks, right? So I never knew Easy. We all started on... I started on a company called Macola before we both went over to Priority, and this was a long time ago, you know. And we were label mates on Priority for a while, but we never met in person. I never met Dre or any of them. I know Cube, but that's about it. But as far as him being killed, I mean, it was not like Easy E was revolutionary. So what would be the point of killing him?
And that's what Red Child said. She said that if that was the case, why would
if you told me something
was,
about Pac or
something
that? Like that, if it was Pac or you know Chuck or somebody, that'd be a different conversation. Uh-huh. But I don't really see what the you know how Easy's death would be value added to the destruction of black people.
What would be the purpose of taking him out?
That's the question I'm posing to you. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't see any kind of revolutionary tendencies in that brother at all, you know. And but, of course, I can't really speak on it because I didn't know him. So I don't want to speak badly of him. But all I will say is I don't see any real rationale behind killing him as opposed to killing people who are actually trying to move in the community. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, it was an interesting theory. It kills me though, because like you see all these people coming out the woodwork, and you know adding like their 10 cents of what could have happened, what possibly happened, you know.
But that's always
nobody knows.
nobody will. I still see posts talking about Pac is alive, and you know, it's they might as well be saying Elvis is alive. It's the same thing, you know. It just gives people. Cause to talk.
Mm-hmm.
The realer conversation is the bigger the more encompassing conversation about the man-made origin of AIDS. That's the real deal.
Yeah.
You know, and you want to talk about how it was funded in the late 60s and actually requested by the Defense Department. House Bill 15090 is it off the head, and it was requested, and it was intended for the destruction of undesirable communities, and it was it's not a conspiracy theory. If you look up that particular House Bill, it's actual fact, and it was for the research and development and deployment of biological agents to kill people. Mainly homosexual community in the United States and African community through the World Health Organization in Africa. And when you combine that with the Tuskegee experiment and other things that have occurred to us as a population here, then it's not a stretch to think that something like that would actually occur and would be man-made and would be put in place to devastate our communities and specifically in Africa where natural resources are abundant. You see what I'm saying? So once you realize that, in the grand scheme of things, you know, a calculated murder of Eazy-E is not something that I would consider being viable more so than the calculated murder of an entire population for the purposes of taking their natural resources. That's kind of what I'm saying. So when I make the records I make and talk about the things I talk about, it's because there's a very real history of violence being visited on black people by this country and by this government.
You see how they did to the Indians?
Exactly.
They killed them off, ran them off, and took their shit. So
why would they
not do it to us?
Exactly.
Damn.
And that is how we're going to segue into who this gentleman is. This is Paris. Former Tommy Boy recording artist, former Priority record recording artist, Scarface record recording artist, associated with P.E., Dead Prez, Cam, Ren, of course. It's my man Paris, all the way from San Francisco, California, Bay Area,
right on.
Sway Area.
Yeah.
Man, how are you doing today?
Yeah, right on.
How long you been in the game,
I appreciate that. Everything is all good, you know. This technology is a trip because it lets me reach folks I wouldn't otherwise talk to, so I'm glad to be chopping it up with y'all.
And that's what's up. Years ago, man, you had to literally go to the station. You had to go over there,
right.
Sit up in
the cold part
is,
you know, this enables me to collaborate with people, too, you know, people sending parts back and forth. And, you know, I just put this Pistol Politics album out. And everybody that I collaborated with, for the most part, was, you know, we emailing back and forth. So, you know, rather than me going down to L.A. and recording cats in person, and it just makes things that much easier.
When did you release that? September 11th?
Yeah, so Pistol Politics is a new double album I put out on September 11th. And it is, you know, it's a project that's kind of a showing of unity. With a lot of artists that I think are value added to the game, E40, Dub C, the East Siders, Dead Prez, Cam, T Cash, Chuck D, a gang of folks, and it's a project that you know, it speaks obviously on black on black violence, but it also talks about police brutality and self worth, and you know, the economics of self sufficiency and the importance of education, and it's a project that's kind of an exception to the rule in this environment where everything is purposefully stupid. So
you know
it's and it's being received well, and it seems to be going up the chart on a day, you know, every week, and you know, it's only 2 weeks old, so it's gonna be interesting to see how it all plays out when all is said and done.
That's what's up, man. Unfortunately, I don't have a copy of Pistol Politics.
That's all right. I can take care of that. You hit me with your email address, and you'll have it before we get off the phone.
That's what's up. Thank you, sir. Yeah, you've been doing this since 1990, man. I remember.
Yeah.
I was in high school, man, when I heard The Devil Made Me Do It, and
right.
My joint. Off of that was Days of Old, man. I used to play that back to back to back. Rewind that sucker and play that back to back.
Right on. Thank
you. And that was around the time, man, like where everybody was militant. I think you were around in the X-Clan era because I think they came out around
exactly.
92.
Exactly.
Yeah. So everybody was conscious.
I cut my teeth being in the Anti-Nigger Machine video with Public Enemy. That was my first little interaction with them.
Yep.
And then And, you know, one thing led to another. I put The Devil Made Me Do It out on Tommy Boy. That did well. I delivered Sleeping with the Enemy to Tommy Boy. That got rejected because of Warner Music and a song called Bush Killer. And that is pretty much what launched me. Yeah, and that launched me on my path to independence, you know, and have been pretty much riding.
They actually tried to ban that song, too, didn't they? Didn't they try to ban that,
you know,
Bush Killer?
Exactly. It was election year and, you know. The controls, the self-imposed censorship didn't exist back then like it exists now. Now you notice, you know, everything that's out is for the most part, outside of a select few, is apolitical and doesn't really talk about much and doesn't really do anything for the betterment of the community, you know, in terms of life-affirming messages and music. You know, it's just non-existent right now.
Uh-huh.
On the way that it's presented, you know, by majors. Now it's a gang of us out there that are independent, that are fighting the fight. You know what I'm saying? But you got to look for them, and that the situation exists now where it's difficult because you have to wade through a sea of offerings. You know, there's so much music and so many artists and so many web pages, and you know, it's very difficult to just make an impulse buy. You know, you usually got to be knowing exactly what you want when you go.
Yeah, it's a lot of hurdles you got to jump to get.
Exactly. You know, and you got to nurse social media, which is something. I mean, you know, it's a necessary evil. I can't stand it, honestly. You know, I love the people that are into me, and I love people, period. But as far as, you know, doing this kind of mandatory interaction shit, that's not my thing. You know, I holler at you if you holler at me, but I could give a fuck what you eating for lunch and all that. You know, people take.
You can do it out there.
Yeah. You know, I just, that man, look. So, you know, I just
well, you know,
I feel fortunate to be doing it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we both come. Well, you, myself, Red, and D, who disappeared as mysteriously as he came. We all come from a social media area, but back then in '90s, I want to say mid '80s, it was called beepers and text messages on pagers and stuff. So social media was there, but it wasn't, you know, the extent that it is now. You know, most you didn't get a full, hey, I'm eating breakfast right now. You know,
right. You would holler at somebody and they would holler at you back, but you know the entire world wasn't privy to your conversation.
Yeah,
you know, and it's a very different environment. Everybody is narcissistic, you know, taking selfies and shit all the time, and you know, living vicariously through other people, and you know what, I can't diss, you know, what other people deem important. All I say is that certain things are not for me, you know.
Yeah, and that's true for everybody. That's true for everybody.
Yeah,
different
exactly.
Jokes for different folks, man.
That's right.
But,
that's right.
I mean,
but you know what I'm looking forward to? We got a tour coming up with me and Dee Siders and Cam and Dub C and a few other people sprinkling in here and there. And we're looking forward to that, man, because, you know, it's necessary to bring this revolutionary heat back to the people in a way that's digestible. You know, that's not just book knowledge and, you know, making you feel like you going to school and shit. It got to be something that engages you, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm a shoot this project over to you once you give me your info, and we'll make it crack.
You got a pen available, I can get you now. But let me ask you this. Where is the tour going to be, like, West Coast? Are you going to take
it
across the country?
It's 42 cities. It'll be everywhere.
Okay,
yeah.
You got to let me know when you're in Chicago.
Chicago, I think, is already booked. So it's the U.S., Canada, and Europe.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to come check that out, man. Cause, yeah,
right on.
I've actually never attended your show.
I haven't done any shows in the States since the 90s, since, say, 95.
So you've been overseas? Or?
Yeah, you know, I did that. I did a bunch of movie music, you know, and have, you know, released, you know, I kind of resurfaced to release records every few years. And I kind of fell into a thing where I only really wanted to tour if it felt like vacation, you know.
Yeah.
So I was going to these places overseas and shit, you know, and it was like paid vacation.
Right.
But you know, the one thing I'm guilty of is not really getting down with the tours here like I probably should have. And so now, you know, in an environment that's probably about as politically charged as it gets, now is the time. So, you know, shame on me if I don't get down. Plus, a lot of my contemporaries got new records out. You know, P.E. just dropped a record. Scarface just dropped a record. You know, folks are out and about and, you know, looking for something outside of what's being offered. Looking for more than the skinny jean era.
It's funny because I was just listening to the PE album, and it's different. It's a lot different from, you know, Nation of Millions and you know, Black Fear of Black Planet, you know.
Right.
But it, a lot of people don't even know that Scarface released the album, or that you, for that matter, have released the album.
That's right. You know, and so the social media really is a lifeline for these projects, and these podcasts and blogs and, you know, non-commercial radio, really.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can bully my way on the commercial radio by taking out advertising, but it's not the same as having your record banged in rotation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be on a major label to get that kind of love, and major labels are not dealing with anything outside of their predetermined box in terms of the kind of music that they want to give to us, right?
Yeah.
They always make the argument that, you know, hey, we are listening to what the community wants. We give the community what it wants. That's bullshit.
Right. Yeah. You right about
that. The community
responds
to what it's given. So it's really the illusion of choice, right? So, you know, rather than play that game and try to deal with them, you know, you kind of win over folks, you know, one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And touring goes a long way towards that, and dealing with schools and, you know, providing scholarships and low-cost housing vouchers. And there's a gang of shit that we got going on out of here, man. So, you know, it's a fight
talking
to
about
be fought,
on your
but
new
it's
album.
All good. Pardon me?
What are you discussing on your new album? I mean, what can we look forward to on Parasite? What can we expect?
Well,
say I'm some new guy, I've never heard of Paris. What should I expect?
Well, you should expect dialogue about issues that are of concern to our community. So first and foremost is the issue of black-on-black violence, which, you know,
I mean,
if you're in Chicago, I ain't got to tell you shit, you know.
You already know.
That's absolutely at the top of my to-do list, is to address that in a way where people start realizing, you know, we come into consciousness and we all get together. My brother is not my enemy, right? So that's the first thing. Then, of course, police brutality has been an ongoing topic in all of my records. And, you know, sadly, 20 years later, the problem is just as prominent as it's ever been. And then, you know, the economics of self-sufficiency. I mean, I talk about that. I talk about the importance of education. You know, we have a good time. It's not a preachy record. It's really a record that is life-affirming, you know, and some shit what makes you feel like you're a part of a movement as opposed to, you know, being talked down to, which is what, I don't need no young motherfucker telling me what I can't afford. That's the shit that I hear in pretty much everything that's out.
Yeah.
You really trip, you know. And you popping bottles
and
shit, you know, and people out here hungry.
Getting
like, I cannot relate to what you're talking about. And I really can't relate to what you're talking about if you're 20 years old trying to spit game to me.
Yeah. That's just like talking to a wall.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't tell nobody that already know, man.
Especially if I could see through the shit you're talking about. I know your house is rented on your video.
You know what I'm saying?
I know all that. Yeah.
Right.
And you know.
It's in glam and glitz.
But I don't need to diss anybody. You know, I just do what I do. Unless I see you like blatantly coming out, going hard on the community and shit and acting like you don't know. You know, but outside of that, you know, everybody does what they do. And instead of me clowning, you know, I just do my thing and let the people decide.
Yeah, you've always been an influential MC, man. I remember, like I said, The Devil Made Me Do It, Sleeping with the Enemy, and Gorilla Funk. Those were like some hard ass albums. I mean, hard ass albums. And you was doing it way before Dead Prez and all them, you know, was coming out. You came through that era, man.
I appreciate that.
Most definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just, you know, I feel fortunate to be able to have a voice, honestly, you know, and to be able to get the shit off of my chest that hella other people feel that don't have a voice, you know. It's like, how many times have you seen something go down in you know, with regard to current events and haven't felt like anybody is speaking either to you or for you? You know, getting ready to go through a presidential election, and I guarantee you nobody that's running is going to have shit to say that is going to be of interest to you or our community.
I mean, the people that they got running now are pure clowns. I mean, nobody's really leaping out.
Well, exactly, you know, and then you know, I think, you know, I know that politics is important, but it's not the end-all, be-all. And we really do have to collectively come together and start doing for ourselves and start supporting ourselves and start having, you know, holding value-added positions to the community. You know, just it should be as plain as the nose on your face, but a lot of people can't see it.
Well, a lot of people choose not to see it, though.
But I'm going to say the only thing that people give a fuck about in America is celebrity. That's
right.
The only thing.
You're right about
that's
that.
That's it.
You're right about that. Nothing else.
They don't care about what your parents talking about, what your teacher talking about, what the preacher talking about, what a politician talking about. It's all about celebrity, right? So you giggling and shit about Kanye West, but that nigga might very well be president in a few years, you know? I just recognize that, you know, we are given, and you know, my so-called celebrity status is nothing like his is, you know, but we're given the opportunity to be able to hit folks up with material, be it good or bad, man. So I just try to choose a path that I won't be ashamed of in a few years.
You ain't got nothing to be ashamed of, man. Your album catalog, man, and the things that you speak on, man, are most definitely nothing to be ashamed of, man. Because need to have that back in hip hop, man. You know, we got our Talib Kweli's and you know, other cats and stuff like that. But their consciousness, man, we need that balance, man. You know, we still got Chuck D, and then you got. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's what I always say. We need to have, you know, more of a balance. I don't want to eradicate other forms of music. A lot of people are like, well, what do you do for fun? And, you know, why are you always going so hard on them and shit? Look, I have fun just like everybody else, you know? And it's a bunch of silly shit I want to play also. You know, I don't want everything to be like me, but I do know that I want to have some balance. And I do know that I came up in a time where, you know, PE and X-Clan and BDP and, you know, all the kind of the pro-black movement existed in hip-hop, and that's what motivated me. And I know that, you know, I know the powerful effect that music has on people. You know, I know even growing up on music before hip-hop, you know, Marvin Gaye and P-Funk and, you know, Stevie Wonder, shit that moved your soul, you know. And it's like, I don't really hear any, like, life-altering, soulful music in black music anymore. You know,
it ain't nothing on
black
the radio
anymore. No, and you know, and sadly, if shit is not on the radio, you don't know about it 9 times out of 10.
And that's how they gonna keep it set up too. If it's not on the radio, you ain't gonna know about it.
Right.
They gonna
right.
keep hitting you.
But,
iHeartRadio and all. Like, gonna keep hitting you with the same
shows
stuff.
Like this fine show go a long way towards turning that around. Right. So if we have, you know, a legion of independent outlets that give shine to things that need to have shine given to them, then we'll be all right.
And I think that's important. I think it is because, you know, I remember yesterday I was speaking with Faison Love on the show.
Okay.
And I remember he was, you know, it was funny when he said it, but it made a lot of sense. And he said, mm-hmm. you know, he said, D, let me tell you something. He said, let me tell you what kind of society we living in right now. He said, we living in a society right now where it's cool to talk about, you know, crime and, you know, dissing women and dissing our people on music. He says Kanye West could possibly become the president. He says, and Bill Cosby is a rapist. He says, what kind of damn, he said, that's the kind of society we living in right now.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's the kind of society we living in right now.
Because they glorify everything negative. If it's negative, they glorify it. And that's the problem. They'd rather be, you know, glorifying on ignorance rather than, you know, knowing what's going on and, you know, and trying to figure out how to solve the problem instead of curating or supporting the problem.
Mm-hmm. And when that's expected of us, we aspire to it, you know. So you look at some shit like Worldstar, which is a phenomenon that is just – probably the number one urban ratchet site on the internet. And that shit is, you know, people get into fights on purpose hollering Worldstar.
It'll take Method Man to tell you how he feel about Worldstar. I mean, he made a statement about that talking about, and I remember seeing the video when he was snapping off about them. He kept saying how, you know, he says, first of all, they don't represent anything when it comes to hip hop. He says, that's not hip hop. He says, let me tell y'all right now, that's not hip hop.
Yeah.
He says, so I don't know why they're calling themselves that. He says, also, he says, the day before yesterday, I did some stuff for my community. I did some stuff for some kid football teams and some sports. He says, you didn't see them talking about nothing like that. He says, let me spit in somebody's face or go off on them and watch how fast they want to talk about that.
Boy, you see so many hits on that.
Yeah, that was so many fake hits. Cause I
right, they made them up.
Fake view counts. But, you know, that's their hustle. Everybody got a hustle, and it's very easy to remove money from somebody's pocket in this game.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I know Africa Bambaataa was trying to stop the site. He was most definitely getting on him. That's a guy you don't want to mess with is Bambaataa.
Yeah, yeah, that's my folks.
He was most definitely on.
My former label mate.
Yeah, Bambaataa, man, he was on Worldstar trying to get him to cease and desist. that dude and Bumpy Knuckles.
There he
is. You know, P, man, it's really been an honor to have you on the show, man. If people want to get in contact, I wanted to ask you about the how did you get involved with Insane Clown Posse?
You know, I met
how
them
did that happen?
I met them in the hallway of the studio. It was nothing more to it than that. They came up to me and they were like spitting lyrics and shit of mine, and he said that they were supporters, and I knew absolutely nothing about them. And they said they wanted to, you know, fly me out to see them get down. They flew me out to Denver, and I got to witness the phenomenon that is Juggalos firsthand. And it was them cats, their business hustle is kind of unsurpassed in this game, really. Regardless of what you may or may not think about the music, their business acumen is a fool, man. So I got out there and we drove by the venue. It had to have been like maybe noon, and it was cats lined up around the block in full clown makeup, you know, like like a Star Trek invention or some shit. I mean, they like really got a dedicated fan base, you know. So I had to recognize y'all got something going on that resonates with people. And every, you know, art is subjective, so everybody has their feelings about art one way or another. You know,
right.
Anything that you're presented with, you either like it or you won't, or you'll be indifferent to it. But effective
right.
art engages people and motivates people one way or another. You know, you go to a movie and you leave jubilant, or you leave angry, or you leave sad. That art is effective, even if it elicits an emotion in you that makes you uncomfortable, right? And the thing that I feel the strongest about, and what I'm recognizing, you know, with regards to our music, is that very rarely do I have any kind of response, because there's no soul with a lot of this shit, you know. And if you're in the game for the wrong reason, and you're not talking about anything, or, you know, you just are in it for the purposes of being able to say you're in it, but you don't have any real focus or any real dedication, you know, and everything is just a track to you, and, you know, and an excuse to go out to the club, then you're going to have a disposable output. And that disposable output, when multiplied by many others with the same kind of disposable output, gives us the kind of environment that we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was coming up. No, but on the real, I remember when I was coming up, and everything that had Def Jam's imprint on it, I'd buy that shit sight unseen, you know, without hearing it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I did the same thing.
Every one of those 12 inches, as long as you saw the Def Jam imprint on the 12 inch, right? Even if you go back to the OG,
that tone on.
Man, as soon as you saw that, you already knew there was something on that shit was slapping, you know, and you couldn't wait to get it home. So you would go, you will buy up everything.
I remember, for the longest, I was looking for that jacket, that Def Jam jacket.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I can't tell you the last time I felt like that about something.
Now you feel like that about your own stuff.
Yeah, so I'm trying to do my best to you know, empower people to make the kind of music that moves folks. And that's why Gorilla Funk was born. Gorilla Funk was born after 9/11, when everybody was censored and couldn't make the kind of music that was revolutionary. So, you know, if you want to get at us and see what this movement is about, GorillaFunk.com is the label, and that is also the website. And you can hit me up on Twitter at Paris_GFR.
Hey, you get to it before I even ask a question, but yeah, that's exactly what I was going to ask you. How can you get in contact?
That's all good.
Yeah,
I mean, Gorilla Funk, I mean, I put out projects with me, with P.E., with Dead Prez, Immortal Technique, Ren, Dub C, the Eastsiders, Cam, produce movies with Rage Against the Machine and the Dixie Chicks. I mean, hella people, you know, anybody that has a kind of a revolutionary sensibility, nine times out of ten, it has something to do with Gorilla Funk. And so for people who are who love hip hop but who aren't necessarily wild about the direction that it's gone in commercially, come on over to Gorilla Funk and be a part of this.
And I heard him. He can give y'all a direct invitation, so jump on it, man. Get out there and come see this brother.
Indeed. And I'm going to get you this project so you can bang this out on the radio, because it's Mando in this day and age. And, I mean, it is a necessary antidote to a lot of what's out there.
Yeah, we need a little subtle change, man, something different than trap music. And, you know, that's for the kids. I get it. You know, but sometimes you need your ear needs a rest.
Slap some trap music, man. If you talking about some shit that resonates with me, I have no problem at all.
That's different, right? Yeah. That's all the rest of that bull, though. Everybody sounds like talking about the same stuff. I'm like, okay, does anybody have an original thought?
That's probably
because I want to hear. Right. And that's another thing. Look, they ain't gonna talk about the skinny jeans. What the hell is that? And why? How you got my skinny jeans and they below your ass?
It's
like, and you got a belt on it. That's crazy.
Hey, a lot of changes have happened since 1990. You know, we had some weirdness in that era, the golden era, but this 2000, these millennials, man, Jesus, these cats, they on something new.
But. You know what everybody says, I hear people say, oh, man, music is terrible now. But it was a bunch of terrible-ass music back then, too, really.
Yeah, it was.
You know,
it was.
I remember
it really
there
was
some shit that I just was like, how are you? Cats was getting rushed off the stage, PM Dawn and all that back then. You know, so the same thing, you know, everything happens, you know, with every generation. Everything is cyclical, you know, and you're going to have the good and you're going to have the bad. And I mean, you sound bitter and old and shitty, you know, when all you do is complain about something. You know what I mean? But I mean, I'm saying it. So there's no real reason for me to come out like trying to go hard on somebody because they don't know better. You know, the reality is there aren't too many young people that I'm gonna learn a lot from politically. So I don't really look for that in anybody like that. You see what I'm saying? I appreciate. I appreciate Joey Badass and Kendrick and J. Cole. I appreciate that. They got some good shit on there, you know?
Oh, no, I'm most definitely not shitting on them, no. Of course not.
But I mean, overall, you know, in this kind of like celebrity-driven culture, you know, you got to wade through a lot to get to the good part.
Yes, you do.
Hopefully, you know, with Gorilla Funk, I'm trying to give you the good part out the gate.
No, we want the good part.
That's
hello. Right.
Well, sir, we are not gonna keep you, man. We're gonna let you slide, and
it's all good.
Enjoy the rest of your evening, man.
Com. Hit me up at Paris_GFR@Twitter.
There we go.
Hit me up, and then before we get off the phone, give me your info, bro, so I can shoot this over to you.
Sure. LOGIKAL3. The number 3 @gmail.com. @gmail.com.
All right, right on. I'm going to hit you up shortly.
Appreciate it. And I will have it for next week.
You right now.
Excellent. Well, it's all good. I really do appreciate it. Reach out for me anytime. I'm on deck. And looking forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you,
and
sir.
And seeing
thank
you on the
time.
Road when I touch down in Chi-Town. It's all good.
Well, I'm going to hit you up, man. But best believe I'm going to be at that show. Best believe.
Yeah, I heard that. Right on. We're going to bring it to you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, now.
Ladies
y'all
and gentlemen,
be safe.
Paris.
Take care. Right on.
You too,
peace.
Sir.
Peace.
Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, Paris. Incredible Paris. He came on here, did his thing. He represented. Let us get a little knowledge in, man. This is what hip-hop needs. I mean, check him out. He gave y'all the info. Gorilla Funk, man. Let me give you some old school Paris, man. Devil Made Me Do It. We're going to be back. I got a couple of joints I want y'all to hear, but I'm going to play some joints for a hot minute. We're going to come back. Nod your head. It's the death.
This is a warning. Another cut to move on. Another beat that's so strong, hold on, and I get wicked, and then some. Stir up shit as the wit gets wisdom. P-Dawg coming up, I'm straight low. Pro black, and it ain't no joke. Coming straight from the mob that broke shit last time. Now I'm back with a brand new sick rhyme. So black, check time and tempo. Revolution ain't never been simple. Following a path for mile and for no, just build your brain and we'll soon make progress. Paid your dues, don't snooze or lose. They came with a master plan and got you. So know who's opposed to the dominant dark skin. Food for thought is a law for the brother man.
I just seen the jet take out, they up to something. them boys just not bluffing, them boys just not bluffing. Jumping, 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 them boys up to something. She was trying to join the team, I told her, wait. Chicken wings and fries, we don't go on dates. No boo, no boo, no boo, no boo, no boo, no boo. I just throw the private dinner in the lake. Trapping is a hobby, that's the way for me. Money coming fast, he never getting slack. I just had to buy another thing. Bentley, Spurs, and Fennel, Jordan, fade away.
Yeah, jumpin', jumpin', I don't need no introduction. Jumpin', jumpin', Metro boomin' on production, wow. 100 cousins out in Memphis, they so country, wow. Tell her stay the night, valet your car, come close me now. Jumpin', jumpin', live on TNT, I'm flexin', ooh. Jumpin', jumpin', they gave me my own collection, ooh. Jump when I say jump, girl, can you take direction, ooh. Mutombo with the bitch, if you keep getting rejected, ooh.
Heard it came through Magic City on a Monday. Heard they had the club wild, it was star-studded. A bunch of girls going wild when you turn flooded. And I had them like, wow, cup dirty. Dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man. Money on the counter, choppers on the floor. I just caught that tempo, DJ Mustard, woo. Way too much codeine and out of rock. We just count those big racks, whoa. I know I'ma get my shit, my bags, whoa. I count all these racks that they have on me now, I'ma have you like, whoa. Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing.
Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something.
OBO Sound Radio.
A grown-ass man, mind from a trash can, and he kept his rhymes as the line of the task cam. Whoops, like a flashbang, crashes his van van. Made it with the stash cash and his black ass hand. Bring on the last man standing, he can hang. Did the shang-a-lang, then caught him, kabang. Drone flown past blam, ping on the dash cam. Known as the king of two rings on a mass scam. Overthrow a vast plan, shown on mass fam. Rockin' like a sun splash jam. She had the color can, first place on the can-can bandstand. Face like Ann Landers, ass my man, man, man. Better than a batch of tan brand from Pakistan. Don't get smacked with the practice hand. Not one of the grandstands. Get it on a logogram, ampersand, handstand, gas can. Gas can, gas can.
For every super menace, there seems to be a superhero to rise in fearless challenge.
I'm in the mosh pit, wildin' with golf tick. Fire and desire, call it water for chocolate. The spark in the darkness, marvelous hard shit. Bump you off like a small part in a mob flick. Arson artist, tough customer to bargain with. No discussion nor argument. No trust, no partnership. Respect, get respect, but the rest get hardship. My bars get funky like a playoff armpit. You living in your mom's crib, driving your broads whip. I'm on it, strong grip, holding my fork with. I'm on it, strong pit, floating my thoughts with. Nah, I ain't feeling what y'all spit. All of them talk shit. Call a coroner for these corpses. Warriors I walk with, all in the conflict. Live from the battlefield, swords and horses.
Yeah, yeah.
Seconds later, the villain was in the cockpit.
Break out the fine china, tie it down on a garbage rhymer. Quick on the draw like an art designer. Filthy like a carpet liner. Masked men not from Comic-Con. I'm hungry like Elijah while I'm playing through Ramadan. Phenomenon, one stun gun for the unsung. Run, run, before I come undone and eat a lung, lung. Thug skin 95 like rust cold. Bust souls, punch sneaker heads through their gum soles. Holding them and folding them, a tough soul controlling them. Hemo rappers cry long like there's no Rust-Oleum. The flow is fire, dog, no Dalmatian. No salvation shall take place. This is all with the metal face. Rebel base, mayday, mayday. I'm out with that J.J. Abrams style payday. I catch gear on foot, snatch eagles mid-flight. Crashing through your skylight with Scott Summers eyesight.
Easy, Scott, baby. Don't lose control. Gotta focus all my power in one tiny beam. Hold steady, steady,
If I can't blast through, I'll burn through.
Yeah, we back. Just got back from politicking with Paris. Smooth, cool brother, man. Straight brother. I don't know what Red over there tearing up in the background. Sound like she kicking cans or some shit. What the hell going on, man? You're knocking over cans and shit.
We heard it.
Earlier in the show, we was talking about this whole Eazy-E and, you know, what reason would they have to assassinate him and shit. But I don't even think, you know, even if it was to get Dre out of his record label, and if Dre knew of anything, you know, I can't fathom or even think that Dre would know that, you know, Suge would actually taint him with the HIV virus, you know, that he would be that vile and low down to do something like that. So I'm going to kind of take that theory off the charts. Because as I sat and thought about it, listening to the music plan and everything, it kind of don't make sense. I mean, is it really that deemed that necessary to kill a man over a record contract? Is it really worth all of that to you? You know what I mean?
That's crazy,
totally just obliterate somebody, you know what I'm saying, for a record contract. I can't see Dre's conscience allowing him. I mean, yeah, we all know he jumped on D. Barnes. We all know he beat up Terry B. And, you know, he fucked up Michelle A. and stuff like that. We all know he did that stuff. And, you know, yeah, that's some low-down shit, too. But is it really worth a life to get out of a contract? You know, is it really worth your soul? You know what I mean? That's crazy.
Ain't that worth it.
So anyway, earlier too, we was also talking about LL's son, Najee Smith. And I'm looking at a picture of this dude. Man, he don't look shit like L, but he looked like one of them motherfuckers off the Strain. You ever seen the Strain?
Damn.
Anyway, this cat, man, he was thrown out of a Manhattan club that he was celebrating his birthday at. And I guess he got super drunk, and he got to fighting the bouncers and all that, and, they threw his ass out. What the fuck is wrong with these celebrities' kids, man? You know, I guess when you come from money and stuff like that, I guess everything is everything, you know? You get to say and do whatever you want and act however you want. And, you know, is it worth all of that? Is it really worth all of that? You know what I mean? You got, you know, money, you getting the girls off of your father's name alone, you know, ladies love son, and you in here clowning. Because he did something a couple of years ago, man, when my man had posted something on Instagram, and he was getting head on the toilet or something while he was shitting at the same time.
Well, that's nasty.
Yeah, so it was the chick that was going, like, damn. I'm like, damn, nigga, drop your deuce and keep it moving, man. What the hell? DMX got out, too. Did you hear that about that? DMX got out of jail this week. He's supposed to do, I think, 6 months, but they let him out early because circumstances with the arrest, and arresting officer and everything, so they let him out. And they caught him at a... DMX is that dude, though. He always jumping in and doing odd jobs and stuff, but they caught him at, the Pancake
what?
House, man. They caught him at the House of Pancakes in the back cooking. That ain't the first time he did that, too. He was at another restaurant, man, and my man was cooking and mopping the floors and shit, man. DMX, man, is a touch dude, man. He hit something... Something in his brain, man. The chemistry is just we know the crack, but you know he's a kind-hearted dude, man. Dude had a hard life, man. You know, his first album was called Born Loser. I got the single. Remember that single? 1990. It was called Board Loser before he got signed to Def Jam. And, yeah, he was really a born loser, man. He had a lot of moms and shit, and, you know, the crack was messing with him. And but dude still, you know, he struggles on, man. I can't even front on X, man. He don't, you know, they fucked with him, you know, before he could really make some money, because when they arrested him 6 months ago, however long ago that was, he was actually getting ready to get on stage and perform, man, to make some bread, man. And they arrested him before he could even get on the stage, get to the show, man. And he lost out on a lot of money, a lot of bread, you know. And how you expect somebody to pay child support or recoup, even though, you know, yeah, he did have plenty of chance to do it. But how you expect them to do something if you got them locked up?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And some of these cash, man, need to be careful, man, who you bed, man, because there's a lot of scandalous people out here, men and women, man. I don't get that, man. I don't get that.
People are nuts. Oh,
man.
So,
but I'm gonna put a little of my personal life out there, give y'all some news.
attention,
we back.
Attention.
We back on the show. That's the personal news right there. We back.
Oh.
It was lame, but we back. It was lame as hell, but we back. So, anyway, that shit I was playing earlier, what did I play earlier? Okay, the first one wasn't shit. That was Paris, The Devil Made Me Do It. That was the first single off his first album, Politically Correct, Straight Up Consciousness, about the white man and the politics of the white man and the politics and period, you know, the devil. That's what we used to call y'all. I'm sorry. That's what we used to call you people of color, the devil. The second joint was off the Future and Drake collaboration, Jumpman, 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 Jumpman. See how corny shit has gotten? But I digress. I ain't going to talk about the new school shit. this is what's hot. I can't trip. And some of it affects you, man. I mean, if you listen to it, some of the shit is crazy, man. What can I say? The last joint was off of Czarface, and that was MF Doom and Czarface Caban. You can't go wrong with a Doom collaboration. You really can't. Can't go wrong. No way can you go wrong with that, man. Doom been around for a long time. People don't know who MF Doom is. That's KMD, former member of KMD, Zed Love X's brother. Rest in peace. And Doom been around for a long time, although he is not without controversy. Dude be bullshitting and not half-ass going to shows, faking people out, man. But that's another story in itself. Man, I got some more music I want to hit y'all with tonight, man. I actually got some shit off of Eric Sermon's new album, and it's actually banging. Yeah, he got some cuts, man. I'm going to play probably three pieces off of that, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to y'all. So y'all check out this Eric Sermon, and we'll be back. Red, stop dropping cans and shit. We'll be back. Najee.
Talk shit, my ego, I admit. That's why we stay hustling. Niggas thinking I'm dip. In Vegas, I'm on the strip. The Porsche be the whip. All black in the talking. Niggas thinking I'm kit. Sidebar be the industry. Niggas got me boxing. Pretty boy boy shit. So I started boxing. So in combination, hits start knocking. Cause I love hip hop, homie, more than Jocelyn. Cats like bird shit. Few of them dropping. Some drop albums, a few of them flopping. EM number one, man, like I'm from the boogie down. Trayvon shit, all black with the hoodie down. With the flashlight, man, looking for Zimmerman. Gun make him clap to this like Rakim and them. Papa, two at my
Griffin to Kendrick, the bad situation. The ones who can't rhyme is the only ones hating. The ones who didn't sell are the only ones debating. You ready for rapping to die, homie, keep waiting. I feel like a depression, popping pills in every session. People seeing my aggression, man, got a nigga stressing. And it's all in the game, see it all then change. For the trap, for the crap they produce with the name.
It's a shame.
Sold your soul for the fame. Oh, get the home starving, you buying the chain. Insane, D-Lo crazy. If Jesus already came, then who gonna save me?
I'm so angry, 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 angry. I'm all let it out. Yeah. I won't let me down. Oh. I'll just stand my ground. Dangerous, 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 dangerous. They won't shut me down.
Always right, says he's never wrong. But one day when he needed his strength,
found
it all had gone.
Go Rambo, fo-fo clapping, then open your toe sandals. Oh no, the African rap with the dope sample. I told y'all cats when I'm focused, your flow shamble. Hey, I hit them harder with the large tray. Bullet small, but forward, Iguodala the Andre. Gun in my hand, the knife in the other. Whichever one of them strikes, say goodnight to your lover. Shit, lead pop, got mom dukes in the headlock. No exaggeration, Duke, I'm tight with your mother. Hey, I don't listen to most rappers. Most rappers suck, fuck Rugger's the toast clapper. Butter your bread, the gun to your head. I eat, shit, sleep, murder, gun in my bed. Pig, swing sword or the gun to pound. Sean is the king, the lord of the underground. Salute.
Fuck out of here.
Said he's never wrong. But one day when he needed his strength, he found it all had gone.
Pointing guns at my baby mother. It's all gravy, throwing 80 at my baby brother. Undiscovered, disgust, gun squeezing. I hush, hush the demons. I'm the definition and the meaning. On the scene, new 7, make reality dream. Wait, I make fatality scream hate. So hate, say no more. I'm spitting disrespectful from an ancient sword. I etch you, then I etch you like an ancient whore. Without rewind, see, I've seen it before. So decline lifelines with the 9 and the 4. Keep in mind, I don't mind to put your mind on your door. Mono with mono. Couldn't stop the rain with a poncho. Ill of the animal, I'm straight from the Congo. Flow is a tornado and it's cradled in the condo. Bottom line, sucker niggas, keep your distance like a chess game. Illa, keep an angle like a fisher. Illa.
I know a man who's always right. Said he's never wrong. But one day, when he needed his strength, he found it all had gone.
Might say cheese, but for the bread, it's all ground beef. You probably ran the police before you found me. Always swim with the sharks, well then I harpooned him. He ducked the water and swam, I got the part to him. With a fish for the scale, I got to cook something. Hell and Sean got a sale, but it's a joke's coming. I'm too good for the streets, I got my bachelor's. I mean, what's good with the beef, I got my spatula. Dead body tell tales and open cold cases. So put them back in the fridge, get just some toes grass. Boom. Go Rambo, tank and plane, got tape on both handles. Bye. Hit him from the land or above. I handle a grudge, a bitch will put a hand on my tub. Ice, chiller be cold without a win today. I kill stars at the end, like the movie Grey.
I know a man who's always right, said he's never wrong. But one day when he needed his strength, he found it all had gone.
Step Squad, Eric Sermon, Mass Pike.
I only got one love, one life to live. You niggas can't break me.
No.
You can try, but you niggas can't shake me. Been doing this since the young side, go hard, and I only got one time, one shot. Give me it. It's all that I know. More money, more. Trust me, I'm a pro. Trust me, ain't broke. Ready for the game.
Yo, as I bring it back to the future, same time like Future, the rapper, the producer. Y'all niggas get used to seeing me on the screen, seeing me on the scene. Real nigga with green, eyes are in my jeans, a pocket full of cheese, American. Don't ever tell me I can't do it, homie, cause Eric can. They win, I can do it, I'm the truest. This is music, I'm the man, goddamn. This a hit, Ray Lewis, I influence. So hands high to the sky like you waving. It was dead, Michael before I came in. Act for me in the streets, I'm valid. Cause one shot will slow you down like a ballad. I'm an icon, you've been a fad. Stole everything on my wall, James Trinidad. Thanks to the homie, Russell Simmons, he mowed me. Leah Cohen, he showed me. Kevin Lau, he told me.
I've made up my mind that I'm going this time. Forever I'm ready.
I only got one love.
Can't break me. You can try, but you niggas can't shake me. Been doing this since the young side, go hard, and I'm only got one time, one shot. Give me all that I know. More money, more. Trust me, I'm a pro. Trust me, ain't broke. Ready for the game.
Oh yeah, I'm coming. I'm ready, but don't be surprised. Nobody with me. No rappers in top five on mine. Just me, the one they call E. Cause I got three. All push button, no key. I'm free to do whatever, so I'm pulling the lever. Jackpot, 3 7s. On my feet is the 11s. Got more heart than Kevin. So be careful who you fucking with. Cause you don't know who you fucking with. Cause sucker shit. I was signing 6 major business. No favor. LA Reed, know my neighbor. I was living good with the house by the river. Now I want the game back. I'm an Indian giver. Yeah, this is hip hop, not rap. I'm a B-boy, I am not though. Thanks to the homie Russell Simmons, he mowed me. Leo Cohen, he showed me. Kevin Lau, he told me.
I've made up my mind that I'm going this time. Forever I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I only got one love. Break me, you can try, but you make it strange. Shake me,
keep trying.
You miss just a young side, go hard, and I'm only got one time, one shot. Give me, call it hot enough. More money, more.
Yeah,
trust me, I'm a pro. Trust me, ain't broke.
Yep.
Ready for the game, I'm
only got one time, one shot. Give me. Hello, haters.
Terror in Marathon, a bag of tan in the travel on, backhandler, manhandler, mom, Sean, piece of Mandela and Farrakhan, the best card in flesh, Sean's here, metal fragments on face, the Teflon beard, the ape is great, the papes I make is great, the weight I break on plates is shake, don't hate, the flow is straight, so no debate, I'm holding cake, unload the eight, behold your face, bah. Clapper of the nine, rap rapper all the time. Can't rewind that rapper, rapping lines fine. I'm that son, Grammy on the motherfucking track. I went through 190 on the motherfucker's back. Rap like somebody out already. Slap them hard body, Davy out already. Rebel hear the tune, staring at the moon. The metal bitted goon pig.
Talking about what you need, all this shit, fuck that shit. Where your ass was at, dog, with niggas 1 feet? Where your ass was at, dog, with bitches 10 deep? Where your ass was at, dog, with niggas try to run off? Where your ass at, dog, you made me put his gun out? Where your ass was at, dog, you went and switched sides? Where your ass was at, dog, with niggas spread lies? Where your ass was at, dog, I'm about to come slide? Where your ass was at, dog, when I was serving fire? Where your ass was at, dog, with niggas 1 feet? Where your ass was at, dog, with bitches 10 deep? Where your ass was at, dog, niggas try to run off? Where your ass at, dog, you made me put his gun out? Where your ass was at, dog, when I was in the fire? Where your ass was at, dog, when I was drinking high tech? Where your ass was at, dog, came through the project? Where your ass at, we can't put a load of contracts? Put your ballerina dance on a dick at Jolly. Running through a bus like a nigga going jogging. Fuck a little Louis, put it in a bitch pocket. Put a bitch with me on the ground and then you pop it back. Where your ass was at when I was traveling in the store? Had to struggle to get to where I'm at to sell dope. Jackie Chan moves, got the game in the choke. Gas rolling up in the blunt, Elmer Coat. 12 trying to come in the spot, we know there's nothing dope. No, regular bar dope, got my young nigga come. Done that out of store, and we still made honest. Blowing on the O, yo, we call it whole onion.
Man, where your ass was at when we took the city over? Where your ass was at when all that ass was the holder? Where your ass was at when niggas first got the news? Now your ass around because we paying back dues. Where were you when all the dogs needed help? Lawyers in that commissary ain't gon' pay itself. Where your ass was at when we recorded in the bathroom? Where your ass was at? I take attendance like a classroom. Man, I ain't got no choice, cause nowadays I swear this shit that changed up for the boy. I'm self-made, selfish with my women, self-employed. I'll buy the neighbor's house if they complain about the noise. Man, where your ass was at, dog, when niggas wouldn't feed me? Where your ass was at, dog, when bitches didn't need me? Where your ass was at last winter was the coldest? Fuck where you was at, I had the six on my shoulder.
Where your ass was at, dog, when niggas wouldn't feed me? Where your ass was at, dog, when bitches didn't need me? Where your ass was at, dog, when niggas tried to run off? Where your ass at, dog, you made me put his gun out? Since the 4 wall, dude, bitch, don't panic, you. Where them bitches fall through, fuckin' like a savage. Heard you tryin' to swim in the ocean, no jacket. Heard them niggas came through, squeezin' on a ratchet. Heard them niggas came through, squeezin' on a ratchet. Serve a lot of dog food, call you a mutt. Where your ass was at, dog, when I was on my cup? The reason I'm here today, cause I ain't never gave up. Where your ass was at, dog, with niggas 1 feet? Where your ass was at, dog, with bitches 10 deep? Where your ass was at, dog, with niggas try to run off? Where your ass at, dog, you made me put his gun out? Where your ass was at when I was traveling in the store? Had to struggle to get to where I'm at to sell dope. Done that out of store and we still made honest. Blowing on the O, yo, we call it whole onion.
Gia, where your ass was at? Where your ass was at when we was playing all this music? Hope y'all was right here. Where you at, Red? Where your ass was at?
I was right here. I'm still right here.
That's what's up. Yo, check it though, man. That was Drake and Future, where your ass was at. Before that, I hit you with 2 new Eric Sermon joints. Excuse me. Jokes. And what was the name of this other one? Oh, the first one was Too Short, Eric Sermon, the Too Short Daydreamers. And then the second one was Jokes. And then I hit y'all, rest in peace, Sean P. Or Sean Price. So we got beats over here. We got the music, son. All y'all got to do is just come and listen. I was sitting over here while the music was playing and I was talking to my daughter. And this was her first year to go to homecoming. So if you've been on my Facebook page, you can see my daughter in her homecoming dress. And I choked up a little bit because she's growing. She's growing up to be a beautiful young lady. And it scares me because a lot of creepy-ass, rapey-type dudes out there and I fuck around, kill somebody about my kid, man. But yeah, she went to homecoming. She went with her friends. She didn't exactly have a date, but I'm assuming that's coming in the next couple of years where she will have a date and I'm dreading that. So, yeah. And then we got prom, and then college, and yeah.
Yeah, it's coming. I got time.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I was looking at Hootie, my little Hootie owl over there with her glasses on, looking like her mama. And
or that joker trip.
Yeah, you gonna have your hands full too. You gonna be out there with the shotgun too. I'm already know. Already know. But yeah, that's what's up, man. We got music, man. Eric Sermon album, man. I listened to it all the way through, and I'm gonna tell you, me, when I listen to rap albums, hip hop albums, any album for that matter, if I have to shuffle through the shit, if I have to, hit the pause, the fast forward or the forward next track button frequently, it's just not a good album to me. I mean, you have your pieces, you have your joints, and, it is what it is. You know, if your shit is whack, it's whack. You know, so.
You shouldn't be.
Yeah. So if I hit it, then listen to it. If it gets played here, you got some good shit, man. And like I told you last week, a lot of this shit I find myself listening on satellite radio, XM radio and Sirius radio. I find myself listening to a lot of new shit. And, I'm opening up. So, like I say, Future, it's a couple of joints. J. Cole, I was kind of sleeping. Well, I was sleeping on J. Cole. J. Cole, Cole. So I was sleeping on him. There's a lot of stuff out there that you miss out on, man. You got to pay attention to the radio, man, and leave the radio alone, actually, and broaden your horizons and check out other shit, other sites. And like this one, and listen, see if you like it. We ain't gonna play this shit over and over and over again, but it is what it is, man. Come check us out and listen to the show. We on every Wednesday, mm-hmm. 8 to 10,
mm-hmm.
And we come with the realness, man. I mean, it is what it is. We come with the realness, but Yeah, man, we got another show coming up tomorrow. I don't know who D got on, but, yeah, y'all need to check him out. He had Faze on Love yesterday. I missed the show. I was involved in some shit, but I missed the show. But, man, y'all get a chance, man. Go back. You can always go back and listen to the shows later on and, check them out. I heard the DMC show was very good. I missed that one, but I went back and checked it out, and it was a very invigorating show. It was very good. So that's what y'all need to do, man, when y'all on Blog Talk Radio on the D Apple Show, man, Naja Head Radio every Wednesday. Come check us out. I'm going to play one more joint, and I'm going to set this show over, and we're going to catch y'all next Wednesday. And that's just what it's going to be.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So, y'all enjoy your evening. Paris, thank you for coming. I'll be looking at my email to see if I got that record. And we're going to go from there, man. Nod your head. See you next Wednesday. I'll come back tomorrow because, like I said, I don't know who D got on tomorrow, but he'll post the shit. Nod your head.
Mm-hmm.
Peace out.
Friends booking the shot burn couples. Chips snooker from top turn buckles. All of y'all bitch go against the warrior prince. Walking on rose petal medals of 40-5th. Hey. Battle off bars, blasting off, dashing off in the Hasselhoff car. Mind over matter, the fuck the matter with y'all? Divine rhyme pattern, ruckus better than y'all. Seen this, spitting new shit, infectious lines. Clean your ear with the Q-tip and check the rhyme. Sean from a Drive Called Shabazz. It's on site, I might leave a knife in your ass. Truly back search, how come Sean so nice, Coogee rap first album. Shit, I spit his facts, exquisite with the raps. But I feel that I'm slipping through the cracks.
Slipping through the cracks, dipping through the trap. Just trying to finish my pack. Soon as I get done, I'm gon' get one. I'm gon' get some, that's my shit, son. Slipping through the cracks, dipping through the trap. Just trying to finish my pack. Soon
soon as I get done, I'm gon' get one. I'm gon' get some. That's my yo. Shit, son.
Listen. I'm out, Daze the Hammer. Deuce, Deuce, Sprint, Bruce is outraged and angered. Cops got the photo on the Lolo, he's a bitch. Pop a shot in his stomach, Manolo shoots a piece of shit. Plaza Hotel, cocaine, who is he? Scooty D, losing this shit, the movie to be. Stripping in the pack, gripping on the back, and I'm slipping through the cracks. You got fat bar starve. Skit drawn is on, that's the ballot from off. Kidnap a kid if you think I ain't about that. Mail you the midget, did you extra finger to count that?
Pin. Slipping through the cracks, stepping through the trap. Just trying to finish my pack. Soon as I get done, I'm gon' get one. I'm gon' get some. That's my shit, son. Slipping through the cracks, stepping through the trap. Just trying to finish my pack. Soon as I get done, I'm gon' get one. I'm gon' get some. That's my shit, son.
In town, reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.